Throughout this CD, you will find passages of scripture, followed by sample prayer, and then some space for you to be able to pray through to your Heavenly Father in your own words. We'll begin by declaring who God is, followed by surrendering our will to Him. And lastly, you'll have the opportunity to pray for the things that you need at the end of the CD. And so let's begin. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We begin our prayer by declaring the greatness of God. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 10, we read how God revealed himself to Moses. And it says, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands or thousands of generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation.'" Lord, we take this time to think about who you are, to think about how that you are a great, merciful, and loving God. And Lord, how you have chosen us and called us to be your people. We ask you right now, Lord, that you, the great God, would be with us, that you would not go from us, but Lord, that you would do something great and mighty in us because of your great mercy and your great love. Let us pray. Jeremiah 32:17 reads, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." We just declare right now that nothing is too hard for our God, the creator of heaven and earth. Numbers 23:19 reads, "God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it?" I thank you that you are a God that does not lie. You are a God that makes promises and keeps them. That you are a God who is true to your word and can be relied upon and trusted in. Isaiah 30:18 reads, "Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him." We pray now, Lord, as we wait upon you, as we seek your face, to know you, to know your ways. We thank you that you're merciful. We thank you that you are a just God. And we wait upon you. We wait for your word, for your provision. We wait for you to lead us and guide us into all truth. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge right now the fact that I don't know it all. I acknowledge, Lord, that I don't understand all of your ways, all of your purposes, and all of your plans. Lord, I ask that you would give me the mind of Christ, that you would teach me your ways, teach me your thoughts, so that I can be like you. Joshua 1, verses 8 to 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Father, I pray that your words would be hidden in my heart, in my mind, and on my lips. Lord, that day and night you would bring to my remembrance the things that you have written, the promises that you have made, and the warnings you have given. I thank you that you promise to be with me wherever I go. I thank you that there is no place that I can go that is too far. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." I pray right now that you would help me to trust in you with all my heart, with all my understanding, with all of my emotions. Lord, that I would be able to acknowledge you in every area of my life. And Lord, as I do that, you promise to make my paths straight. You promise to lead me. You promise to guide me. Help me to trust you with all my heart. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 reads, "For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." Father, today would you help me to glorify you in my body, the food that I eat, the places that I go, the things that I look at, the words that come out of my mouth. Would you help me to glorify you, to reflect your image on this earth through the use of my body today? Philippians 2, 14 and 15 reads, "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Heavenly Father, will you help me to do all things without grumbling or questioning or complaining? Would you help me to live a life today that is blameless and innocent, so that I might reflect your character to those people that are in my life today? Would you help me to live as Christ would live in a crooked and twisted generation? I surrender my life, I surrender my heart to you. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21 reads, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Lord, I pray right now that you would examine my heart, that you would test me. Help me to see where my treasure lies, for there my heart will also be. Lord, would you help me to use my time, my energy, my talents, and my money, financial resources that you have given me, Lord, to honor you, to see your kingdom and your work move forward. Help me to not get caught up in the material things of this world, but to honor you with everything that you have given me. Now that you have had the opportunity to pray through some scriptures and declare who God is and to surrender your will, I want to give you a few things that you might want to pray for as you ask God for the things that you need. Scripture tells us and encourages us to pray for a number of things, including and not limited to asking God that He would save unbelievers, whether you have family, friends, children, relatives, co-workers, that we can pray for them, that God will do a work in their heart and bring them into His family and save them. The scriptures tell us that we can pray for healing, physical healing, emotional healing. The scripture also encourages us to pray for wisdom, so that we would know God's desires and His will for our lives. We're also encouraged to pray for those in authority over us, parents, perhaps a boss, perhaps someone in leadership in your church. Scripture encourages us to pray for forgiveness. We're also encouraged to pray for provisions, the things that we need in this life. We're encouraged to pray for missionaries and those doing the work of God abroad who need support and encouragement. We pray for unity. We pray that we might know God better, that we might come to know Christ more intimately. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifest in our lives. We pray for boldness to share our faith. And we pray, as Jesus taught us, to pray for protection, both physical protection and protection from the evil one. And so now I'll leave you to pray for the things that you need, the things that God has placed on your heart.